KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
You're listening to Jazz Quest Radio, the only jazz program on Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This is Lori Pepper, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
Playing a little funky music here on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. It is KX Takeover. I've still got Miss Christy Peterson right here. Hi.
Hi.
And I'm playing Play That Funky Music right now for Kenji Mitsuka because he donated on my behalf. So thank you, Kenji. And the phone line is going on. So let's see who we've got on the phone. Hi, you're listening to KX93.5, and what's your name? Who do I have on the phone? It sounds like crickets out there. We'll see. We'll go to line two. Hello, who is this? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? You're live on KX93.5.
Hey, how you doing? This is Kelly from Indianapolis, Indiana. How are you?
Is this rock star Kelly Sherwood?
It is rock star Kelly Sherwood from Indianapolis, Indiana. How is Tommy Benson from Laguna Beach doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Now, I know that you're at the L7 concert right now in Indianapolis. Is that correct?
Yes. I am at the L7 and the Death Valley Girls show right here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they are absolutely killing it.
Now, you're a listener to the Guitar Gods radio program, right? And, Mr. Kelly Sherwood, you requested a song, and I'm going to get that song on right now for you. This was requested by Mr. Kelly Sherwood. Kelly, hang on. We're going to play your song for you right now, and then we're going to get your phone number and information. But I've only got one more thing to say to you. Kelly, can you hear me? Can you hear me all right, Kel?
I can hear you now. It's all filtered out.
I've got only one more thing to say to you since you picked this ABBA song.
What? No ABBA song.
Is I'm turning that stuff off, Kelly. We're going to get to the real stuff for you.
What's that?
The Green Man Alishi, Judas Priest, rocking your way. Kelly Sherwood, thanks for your donation. And
you
have
it.
A good time at the L7 concert.
Hey, man. Priest rocks. Keep rocking Laguna Beach, Tommy. We appreciate everything you do for rock and roll, jazz, and every other genre out there. You keep it up, buddy. We love you here all across the United States, especially in Indiana.
Love you, Kelly.
You take care.
Thank you. right. You're listening to the KX Takeover. Christy, how are you over there?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day out in Laguna Beach?
Always a beautiful day.
I have to give a great shout out to Mr. Kelly Sherwood from calling us from a concert. He's on Eastern Time. They're already rocking out there. And he took a moment to call in live. And it looks like our phone has another call right here. Hello, you're live on KX93.5.
And Tommy, it's Mindy.
Say that again.
Tommy, it's Mindy.
Mindy, you're coming through loud and clear, Mindy. It is so nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm great, except for this cold weather in Indiana. But it's good to hear your voice, too.
Now, Mindy, you've actually been here live in the KX93.5 Pearl Street studio.
Yes, I had the honor.
I love it. I love it. And are you going to be coming back to KX93.5 soon to go on a vacation? Hopefully you can put that in your plans for this year.
I would love to. I would love to join your sister and come visit again. But I have to ask, is this fundraiser for the radio station, or is it for your campaign to become mayor of Laguna Beach? Because I think you've pretty much got that wrapped up.
Well, no, it is strictly for KX93.5, because I would much rather be a radio host playing the rock and roll and the music and touching lives through music than being the mayor.
Well, you are an amazing ambassador for Laguna Beach. Let me just tell you that.
Well, thank you. When I've got support from people like you, it means a lot. Mindy, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm so glad that you listen to the shows. And, it's great to have you. I know you had a cold earlier, but you sound absolutely terrific. Do you have any great John Maloney quotes that you want to throw out in the air, or should we save those for another time?
You can play whatever you want. You know what makes me laugh as far as John Mulaney goes, and we have our inside jokes from our vacation, but whatever you want to play would be great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I will play the song that you were here in live in the studio with my sister, Andrea Morse. And Christy, I don't know if you've ever heard this song. It might be a little bit too early to play it because it's not the rockin'est song. It's one that makes you think.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. It always brings a smile to my face.
Well, I'm going to play it for you now, and hopefully it brings a smile to other people's faces. This is Alexi Murdoch, An Orange Sky. Bye, Mindy.
Bye, Tommy.
A dream, I stood beneath an orange sky. Yes, I had a dream, I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by, my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Yes, it is, you know, brother, it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Beneath an orange sky, with my sister standing by, with my sister standing by. is what I know now, sister. Here is what I know now goes with this. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, in your love, in your love. Oh, but you know I am so weary. And you know my heart's been broken now. Sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on. Too strong to carry on. But when I'm alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's when I miss you. That's when I miss you, you who are my home. You are my home now. Here's what I know now, brother. Here is what I know now, sister, goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. 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 In your love, in your love, in your love. Your love now. Beneath an orange sky, with my brother and my sister standing by, with my brother and my sister standing by now, with my brother and my sister standing.
Speaking of brothers and sisters, I've only been in Laguna Beach for one decade, close to one decade here this October, and already I feel like all my brothers and sisters live here. It's a community full of wonderful, wonderful people that make you feel light and make you feel good, and I love it. And that song goes out to my real sister, Andrea Morse. It's a special song between us, and Andrea donated to KX Takeover, and what a wonderful donation. I'd like to recognize some other people that I think are absolutely amazing. Susan Hunt donated, not only to my show, but to another show, and she does so much for KX93.5. So, yay for Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
And I was over the moon when I saw that. Thank you so much. Also, Cindy Thomas. Now, Cindy Thomas, she and I have a partnership with the radio where we send people to the Irvine Improv. That's right. Our members will receive tickets to go see comedy at the Irvine Improv. And then we have their artists that play on the Umami stage, which is connected out there at the Spectrum to the Improv. And their artists come here on KX93.5 and we interview their artists. And it's a great relationship. So, Cindy Thomas, thank you so, so much. And speaking of becoming a member, hey, I think it's time for you to re-up for your membership, Christy.
I do.
It's easy to do. To become a member, which costs less than a cup of coffee in this town, is just go on to the website. You can learn more about all of our different membership levels. But what's neat about it is not only does it help fund this wonderful human-crafted nonprofit radio station that serves such a great purpose in our community, but it also gives you the cool beachwear that you don't want to be caught with on the beach this year without. So, cool beach hat. You're going to have your hat, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, let's see who's on the phone one quick second. KX93.5, I'm going to put you live on the air. One second. All right, we've got a phone call right now, and we're going to take that phone call. Let's see who the phone call is from. Oh, sounds like it's Neil Young playing Harvest Moon right there on the phone. Well, whoever that was, give us a call back here at 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-5936. Give us a call right back. And right now, we're going to listen to a little bit of Neil Young with Harvest Moon.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising.
Thank you, Mr. Neil Young. Full moon rising, but what's really rising are the lights on the phone. So let's see who's there. KX93.5, who am I talking to?
Hey, it's Frank Irlano with Laguna Sound.
Hey, Frank from Laguna Sound Studio. How's it going?
Good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm very good. Hey, Frank, you had a wonderful band in the studio recently, didn't you?
We did. We had the Alive with one of our Laguna kids.
Well, I'm going to tell our listeners a little bit about the Alive. The Alive came in to do a live in studio performance in our Pearl Street studio. Their ages are 13, 13, and 10. Christy, have you ever heard of The Alive?
No, but I want to know about it.
Okay, well, they're your neighbors. They live right up by where you live.
Oh.
They're 13, 13, and 10, and they opened up for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Get out.
They're on Lollapalooza tour. Their next gig is in England. They play on the ginormous stages. And Frank, would you verify that they rock?
They rock it for any age, but it's pretty amazing considering their ages. Yeah. Fantastic kids, too.
Excellent. Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself and the Laguna Sound Studio that you are now the proud owner of.
Yeah, I took over the studio a few months ago. My background, I'm a longtime Laguna resident. I have three kids in the school system. I started playing saxophone, got into rock and roll in junior high, high school. Play drums, play a little bit of guitar, play a little bit of piano. I'm also a composer, I write for television shows. But more importantly, looking forward to sort of really building the studio business. My family and I are super happy to continue serving the community, to keep the music and audio production stuff alive in Laguna. So we're excited, working with the city. Going to be relaunching the studio here in probably a couple months, and very excited to be calling in to my favorite radio station.
Awesome. Awesome. Great to hear from you. I know that you had previously donated before, so thank you for your pledge, Frank. And I know what song that you would like to hear because it was the first song that you ever played live. Is that correct?
Yeah, so a couple different meanings behind this. I read an interview with Neil Peart, and he talked about what this song meant for him. And it was really about a tribute to all the things that are great on radio. And for him in particular, celebrating the idea that radio brings and hearing the right song at the right time. It was also the very first song that I ever played bass guitar and sang live. It was my sophomore year in high school for a talent show. Unfortunately, we didn't win the talent show, but it was an exciting experience for me personally.
And that song that he's talking about is from Canadian rockers Spirit of Radio. The Spirit of Radio, which is a great song to be playing for this KX Takeover Drive. Frank, thanks for calling. I've got another caller I'm going to get to right now, and then we're going to play some of that Spirit of the Radio. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Hello. You are live on KX93.5. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Craig from San Clemente.
Craig, excellent. It's nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing great. Big fan of the Guitar Gods Power Hour, and I'd like to make a donation.
All right, excellent. And how much would you like to donate today, Craig?
I'm going to be donating $25 today.
Craig, thank you. Christy, Craig Wilson. All right.
Woo! Yeah!
Craig, thank you.
All right.
Craig and I play guitar together, and it's been far too long. But you come to the house, and I come over to your house, and we strum the guitars and have a nice time.
We have a good time.
Yes, and we have a great good time. Craig, I didn't get a song from you. Do you have a song that you would like us to see if we can track down and get on the air?
Anything from Neil Young.
Well, then we do have it for you. Craig, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play that song for Frank Arinello from the Laguna Sound Studio. Looks like there's a little traffic jam out on PCH, but it is that time. So listen to this while you wait. Spirit of the Radio. We'll be right back.
wall.
Nothing like hearing a little Rush right there on your drive home. I'm Tommy Benson. I'm here with Christy Peterson. Hi.
Hi.
And we are doing KX Takeover. That's right. The Guitar God show tonight will be a pre-recorded session because I'm doing the 6 o'clock hour, right after Christy's hour, raising money for our local nonprofit Human Crafted radio show. And that song was Spirit of the Radio. And it goes out to Frank Arenello, who is the new studio owner for Laguna Sound Studio, for your recording needs and stuff. And thank you for calling that one in, Frank, Spirit of the Radio. So the spirit of KX93.5 is that we are a megaphone for so many noble causes and so many charities. Can you think of a time where KX touched your heart or maybe people that you know or brought a smile to them?
I just, you know, the jogathon, they're always there, El Moro, top of the world, and it's amazing. You know, the kids love the music, they love the energy. So I know that the station is a huge supporter of our schools, school power. There are a lot of events, and every event, they're there. They're
That's
everywhere.
Right. You know, it takes a lot of work from a lot of volunteers and your support from the community, but we are out at the School Power Dodgeball event every year. We're the only radio station that broadcasts high school sports broadcast here in Southern California. We also are always out at Oak Street at Halloween, and we're cranking out the music for the dancing and everything out there on Oak Street, making Halloween even more cool in Laguna Beach, which Halloween's the best thing in Laguna Beach, isn't it?
So much fun.
So what were you last year?
You know, I usually go a little punk and goth. Just get out the black eyeliner. Get a little witchy. It's just easy last minute.
Evil woman. we're out there at hospitality night as well. And it's just a hub of the community, a megaphone for all the other charities that we support. And I just got word right now that we got a $200 donation from Provenance Realty.
Right on.
Thank you so much. Provenance Realty, $200 donation, KX Takeover. And now the phones are ringing. Let's see who we have on the phone. Hello, you're live on KX93.5 Takeover. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris Guziak, Tommy.
Oh, Chris, I just saw that you Provenance Realty has donated $200. I've got goosebumps all up and down my arms. Chris, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Tommy.
Right
on. You've
done
so much for us in the community, and I'm really happy to hear you on the air. Love the music you're playing, so everything's good.
Well, I know that you know Stu Jones, and Stu Jones just wanted me to play this song. So, Chris, I'm going to thank you and from the bottom of my heart, and I'm going to play this song for Stu Jones, which you might get a laugh out of. Chris, thanks once again.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Christy.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Stu Jones, this one's for you.
High society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom the morning event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
And my balls are always bouncing, and my ballroom always full. And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls. And they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
Some balls are held for charity and some for fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night.
Oh,
we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls!
But we've got the biggest!
All right, Stu Jones, thanks for that AC/DC request of Big Balls. He also said that he wanted that to go out to the Virga family because he's got the biggest balls of them all. He's doing great in their weekly poker games. So, Stu Jones, we can always count on you for something cool. I'd like to thank Chris Guziak once again for his pledge. Means the world. My sister Andrea, Cindy Thomas, Susan Hunt, Harry Bayless. I love Harry, and man, I'll tell you, thank you for listening to all the cool rock and roll that we play, Harry, and you've always been there. Awesome. Phones lighting up right now. Let's see who's on the line. You're live on KX93.5. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jonathan Spangler here with my daughter Remington, calling from San Diego, California.
We've got a call from San Diego, California. It is John Spangler and Remy. Hi, Remy.
Hi.
Remy, your voice is on the radio right now. Did you know that?
She's smiling big time. She's smiling big time.
You're famous.
Remy, what's the name of your favorite guitar?
Ciari.
We are talking to the founder and president of Ciari Guitars, and that means so much to me because he's been live in the Pearl Street studio before. He's my great friend, and we are on a quest to help musicians everywhere be able to travel with their guitars, and he is a brilliant innovator and has designed a travel guitar. John, can you please let our listeners know a little bit about what you've designed?
Sure, Tommy. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and thanks for all your great work there on the fundraising. We are definitely going to donate tonight before we part ways. Ciari Guitars developed something called the Ascender, which is the first and only symmetrically foldable full-size electric guitar that literally folds right at the 50-yard line and will go into a backpack, carry-on bag, or whatever you're already going to be traveling with. We're particularly targeting the air travel market. So that's in a nutshell what the Ascender is. And we're having a lot of fun. We've got a launch in June in Nashville, and busy times, but fun times.
Now, we need to get one of those Ciari Ascender guitars in our Pearl Street studio for our artists to try. That would be something that would be pretty good. Let the artists take a look at it.
That would be a win-win.
Christy, your son has a guitar.
Yep.
Yeah. Has he been plugging it in and playing in the house?
Very loud, yes.
So he's got an amp, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So mom's ears are okay?
They're fine.
Yeah, you can take all the rock and roll. It's also, you're involved in Project Music, which Ciari Guitars was selected for Project Music. And you just went to Nashville with that, John. Tell us about it.
Sure, happy to. So Project Music is housed in the Nashville Entrepreneur Center, and it's a mission to basically foster innovation within music, the music industry. And so it's probably the number one music tech accelerator in the country. Nashville is one fun town. And so we were very, very grateful and feel blessed to have been selected. There are hundreds of applicants, and they selected 13, and we were one of the lucky 13. So there you go.
Awesome. John, where can people learn more about this amazing Ascender guitar that folds right at the 50-yard line?
Let's see. You can go to learn more. You can go to ciariguitars.com. That's C-I-A-R-I, guitars with an S.com.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to hang up with you, and our donation specialists are going to call for your pledge. Thank you so much for calling in. I have to tell a story. I was on John Spangler's sailboat. What's the name of that boat?
The Brazen Hussy.
Yes, that's right. And we were down below the deck, and we were learning the guitar riffs from this song. John, I don't know if you remember, but it was this song we were learning some guitar riffs from.
David Bowie.
No.
No?
It was this one. You needed the intro lick for a gig that you had coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Great to talk to you. Bye, Remy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, cutie pie.
Bye, Tommy. Take care. Thanks for all you do.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit, he took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
That's right. Don't Stop Believing for John Spangler. John, thank you for calling in to the KX Takeover. I want to go down my thank you list because there's someone very, very special on there. His name is James Kaiser. James Kaiser is a wonderfully hard worker, an amazing rock climber, a great dad, a great husband, and he was the just a great friend. And he donated right away to the cause for KX Takeover. James, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means a lot. Also, my great friends Aaron and Kurt Dodd. Aaron, thank you so much for your donation. Kurt, I miss you, buddy. I wish we were playing some guitars together right now. I haven't seen you for way too long. And they introduced me to the band The Tragically Hip, which everybody in Canada has known all their lives. So huge shout out to them. Thank you for your donation. Harry Bayless, Susan Hunt, Cindy Thomas, my sister Andrea, my sister Tracy, which I was hoping that Tracy would call because she booked the Ramones at the Vogue when I was a kid. And she always had cool people coming over to the house. That was neat. All right. So I want to let everybody know that I'm so overwhelmed and with inspiration for the people that work here at KX93.5. They work hard every single day to make this radio station happen. It started in October of 2012. And we're still alive and kicking. And we're bringing people together in this community that might not have ever got together. It certainly brought so many smiles to my life. The Taste of Charity is happening Wednesday, May 16th. This year, we're a beneficiary of that. And the Laguna Beach Seniors, the Suzy Q Center, also receives money for that. And as our local nonprofit human-crafted radio station, the messages that the Suzy Q has, or that the Laguna Food Pantry has, or that the Laguna Beach Community Clinic, which is now doing podcasts about common health-related issues, Carolyn's Corner, the Youth Shelter, No Square Theater, all the messages that these noble causes have in our community can be heard louder and bigger thanks to KX93.5. So when you donate to KX93.5, you're donating to the community. You're donating to, in a sense, all of these different charities, helping bring them all together. Christy, do you love it too?
I do.
Yeah. All right. So I've got some songs left to play. And the song that James Kaiser wanted us to play, I'm going to get to in just a few minutes. But I have to play this song for my sister Tracy, who donated. Tracy, thank you for your donation. Tracy let me skip school when I was a mere 14 years old and took me to this concert in the very front row where I saw guitarist Steve Vai. And this was the song that they were playing. Check this out. Here we go.
Looks wild, wild.
Yankee Rose, that's for you, Tracy. Yankee Rose, David Lee Roth on guitar, of course, Steve Vai, huge inspiration to me. Thanks to KX93.5, I'm able to meet people like Christy, and we're all doing our best to raise money to keep the rock and roll and all of the other things that KX means to the community going. I want to thank everybody that called in and donated. It means the world to me. I don't like to ask for donations, but when I do, it's for KX93.5. Raising money for public radio right here. Thank you, Cully Sherwood, for calling in. Some of the amazing shows that this radio station supports are amazing shows like the Then and Now Show, otherwise known as TNN, with Jimmy Alvarez. He just raised money for the station and got wonderful rock stars from the 80s to call in and donate money to our hometown radio station. But also Schools Out. When I see the sixth graders come into the studio here at Pearl Street, put on the headphones, and smile from ear to ear and talk on the microphone, that is worth it all right there. The internship programs, we were out at the high school, and we're going to be out at LCAD getting interns for people that love broadcasting, and they come and they help the station. It gives kids a thing to do in the summer. We have the summer camp for the kids, and it all takes a lot of work, and we do it with the help from you guys. And The Awakening Code, what a cool radio station, radio show that is. John Troy's FM, or it's John Troy's AM radio on Laguna's only FM. Ah, Christy, I'm glad that you're in here helping me with the moral support.
It's been a long day for you. You've been busy.
Yeah. Glad to be busy here at KX. The vinyl album party. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Do you own any vinyl records?
Yes.
Okay. Then come here Saturday, because Saturday we're having a party. It's called the vinyl party because Saturday is National Record Day. So National Record Store Day. So everybody that's into vinyl goes to record stores. Well, I'm asking you, when you're done going to the record stores, to pop in to KX93.5, the studio, for our members, and we're going to have a vinyl party. You're going to bring your favorite records. You're going to come in. We're going to spin them on a turntable. Deep Cuts with Jonathan is going to host it, and we're going to have food, and you can tell stories about, like, where you got that album. You know, you'll have Peter Frampton Alive or something in your hand. You'll be like, hey, where did you get that album? I remember I got it in 1972 at Sound Spectrum. You know, so cool stuff. That's the vinyl party. All right, I'm going to get to that track that James Kaiser requested. It's called Feel Good, and it's by Griffin and Elenium. And I feel good. I'm glad. Thank you for being here. Thank you guys for calling. Hopefully I've got time for one more, but I might not. I might run out of time. This might be the last song. And from the bottom of my heart and this wonderful community, nonprofit, human-crafted, independent radio station, this goes out to you guys.
Yeah, I doubt myself. And I'm too proud to ask for help. When you see me beside myself, I don't have to explain it, baby. Yeah, I'm over picking fights and trying to mend it with the high. Don't wanna know that I'm not right. I never have been lately. Yeah, sometimes I need some.
Take my hand in the middle of a crisis. Pull me
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tommy Benson. We're wrapping up this hour, last hour of KX93 Takeover for Wednesday. We have two more days and two more days worth of opportunity for you to call in to one of your favorite DJ shows and make a donation to them. Once again, I want to thank Chris Guziak, Susan Hunt, my sister, James Kaiser, Stu Jones, Kenji Mitsuka, Harry Bayless, Aaron Hunter, Cindy Thomas. I know I've forgotten people, everybody that that helped out. It really means the world to me. It really does. And I, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you. And let's see if we have another cool song that we can play before we go out. You have any more shout-outs, Christy?
Awesome. Thank you very much. Keep the support rolling. We'll be here for you, and we appreciate it.
All right. Kenji Mitsuka had one more song that he wanted me to play for him if I had a chance to. And I think I might. Let me see if I can find that song here in our huge library of music. I'll remind you about the vinyl party on Saturday from 12 to 3. Bring your vinyl down to the station. We're going to play your favorite tracks from your favorite albums that are sitting around. Bring the vinyl, and we're going to have a good time with that. So I'm going to leave you with this version of Whole Lotta Love. It's a weird version. You'll be very surprised.